Hello, I am Corey Wilson, and today I'll be talking about America's drug-taking culture and also a little bit about depression and antidepressants. I'll begin with central ideas that I believe guide our medication-taking behaviors. The first topic I'd like to discuss is DTC ads or direct-to-consumer advertisements. I feel like these advertisements kind of put a false belief in the patient's mind that a drug may work for them where it may not, or you know that they might want to pursue a certain prescription after seeing an advertisement for it where this might not be the best option for the patient. And I feel like this can lead to the changing of the attitude of the patient where they start to take a role in their own healthcare and start to do things such as like self-prescribe and think they know what's best for themselves, etc. Which also leads into, the fast-paced society we live in where, convenience is the number one priority and, doing things on your own as opposed to taking the time to go see your physician is more convenient for the patient where it may not be the best option. And even when patients do take the time to see their physician, I feel like there are some problems that lie there as well, such as, overprescribing. And I feel like there are a couple things that lead into problems such as that, such as the pressure that a physician may feel from the patient even whenever they come in and, have these ailments and are expecting a prescription, or maybe come in with, that in mind that they're going to get a prescription. And then, if the doctor decides to not write them something and instead recommends, bed rest and a lot of water, the patient may be upset and even to the point where they might, seek a different physician. So I feel like there's pressure on, the physician's end to write prescriptions where I don't feel like there should be that pressure on them. And this, of course, feeds into our medication-taking behaviors. Another core topic I'd like to discuss is the social pressures that patients may feel when they're taking drugs that have stigma surrounding them, such as antidepressants or antipsychotic drugs. And I do feel that these social pressures have a profound effect on the patient and the way they feel about themselves, the way they conduct their daily activities, or maybe even if they choose to take their medication. A good example would be when I was interviewing one of my friends about her depression. She mentioned about how she just strove to feel accepted by everyone around her, to feel normal. And, when she got that, by her peers, she could feel normal and accept herself, which I thought was, a big step for her. As far as my own personal beliefs and thoughts, feelings about our drug-taking culture goes, I do feel that we are in this fast-paced society where, convenience is the number one priority, and I do feel like there are many issues surrounding our culture. I feel that drugs are being overprescribed, and perhaps there aren't, holistic reviews of the patient being done before something's prescribed. I feel like perhaps the best way to move forward from here is to really make sure that our patients are educated. And maybe they're not taking the time to do this, but I don't think that the fast-paced society is going away. So I think that maybe us using more of our time to educate the patients in our community and really making that information there and available to them in a simple way might be the best way to move forward. As far as our drug-taking culture, changing over the past century and how that affects society, I do believe that it's better now than what it was, just because we have, even though we may have more drugs to worry about, we do have more information about said drugs, more resources for the patients, a better knowledge of how to handle things maybe than we did over the past 100 years. But I also would argue that maybe the availability of all these drugs, with all these OTC medications, all the, pharmacies nearly everywhere, or, just being able to get a hold of these drugs can also be part of the problem. So maybe the availability not being as easy back in the day might have made it less of a problem for society in a regard. And I also found a nice website that discusses the history of drug abuse and how it's changed on dualdiagnosis.org. They have a page discussing it if you'd like to check that out. And there are cultural ramifications from our drug-taking behaviors, and I believe that a really good example would be, you know, a patient who looks up and, you know, self-diagnoses in a way and maybe pursues an OTC medication that they may not need or isn't right for them and thinks it's working for them or what may have you. And, you know, they spread the word. And then other patients, you know, seek this medication they might and may not need. And all the while, none of them has ever made a visit to a physician. And I feel like, you know, one problem can quickly spread to affect, you know, a small population or their peers, which can spread very easily. Moving on to how medication has had a role in the American culture, I believe that in the past, you know, obviously it's been very beneficial, you know, extending the life of many patients and helping many individuals with their illnesses. And more currently, you know, I feel like we've kind of run into some issues nowadays where we have, you know, all the issues that I've covered with, you know, stigmas and you know, availability and the problem with prescribers and patients taking control of their own medication and their healthcare. But I still believe that it is a good thing. And there are some things to be, you know, ironed out and experimented with, but I think we're moving in the right direction. And as far as, you know, the future role in culture, I'd like to see a movement toward personalized medication or, you know, we're maybe looking at the genes of the patients and or, you know, more of a holistic review of the patient before we prescribe and really keeping everyone informed so they know what is best for them. And I feel like in the future, it can really, you know, be a great thing with many less problems after we get past a certain point. But I do feel like this is going to be very expensive. So I don't know how that might play out, which kind of leads me into another point I'd like to make about an idea that influences our medication taking behaviors, which is the price of the drug. An example of this would be, you know, I see this often at the pharmacy where a patient will have a couple medications ready for pickup. One might be for their cholesterol or blood pressure, something that's deemed, you know, like a 5-star, very important medication. And they also have, you know, their pain medication. And the patient may only have a certain amount of money, or, you know, a budget. And they, you know, obviously choose to pick up their pain medication over the other medications. You know, that's just one example, but I feel like on a large scale, there are many issues with the pricing of drugs currently as far as like insurances go and where they're being priced. And, you know, the insurances reimbursing pharmacies a big issue right now. So I also think that that is a huge effect, the price of the medications on our medication taking behaviors. I think that about wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening.